This is Kinuyo Yamashita, and you are listening to the Legacy Music Hour.
Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
F-Switch.
And this is episode 60.
60 strong so far.
60 strong.
Yes.
Rob and I, we share our favorite video game music tracks from the 8-bit and 16-bit era.
I think a lot of people didn't think it would last past 5 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people said, what are you going to play?
Oh, yeah, right. You're going to run out of music.
There's Super Mario Brothers, and then there's
Zelda, and what else?
And there's Pole Position. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, Pole Position. I've been playing some games lately.
What have you been playing?
Well, my friend of mine went to Japan, and I told him, hey, can you keep your eye out for a couple games for me while you're out there?
And
he actually found a couple games for me. Well, one in particular that is I've been trying to get for a long time, and it's pretty hard to get. It's called Maji Uou, or Maji Uo. You've played music from it before.
Is it the word Jesus, no Maji? No, that's something else.
No, that's something else, yeah. I guess it's called King of Demons.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I guess it translates to that or something.
SNES track.
Yes. And it's very dark. Very dark game, but I beat it last night, though.
Dark creepy or dark themes or just dark?
Dark themes.
As in color. It's, you can't see things.
It's pretty colorful, but... No, I mean, it is dark. The color scheme is dark,
right.
But it's also pretty dark. The themes are very dark, though. The story is... this isn't ruining anything because this is in the beginning of the game. A friend of yours betrays you and makes a deal with the devil or something to become a demon. So he sacrifices your wife and your kid. And so your wife and your daughter are dead. And your cat, too, actually. Are dead, she's definitely dead,
right.
But you can still go into hell and rescue the daughter. So the story is you're going into hell to rescue the daughter.
Okay.
And it's dark, though. It's very dark.
I really hate when friends sell you out to become demons.
And
they kill your family. The cat not so much, but
right.
Yeah,
it's really a drag when that happens. No, it kind of reminds me of Splatterhouse, though. It's because of that dark.
Right.
It's very dark, and there's blood in it and stuff. And anyway, so I've been playing that. I've also been playing another game he found for me in Japan, Parodius, which is a parody on Gradius.
Okay.
It's made by Konami.
Right.
It's a really wacky game, really silly.
What are you flying around in, a banana?
An octopus with a headband.
That's pretty cool.
But you can actually be Vic Viper, though, also.
Okay.
You can be the original Gradius jet, and you can also be one of the... you can be a Twinbee ship, also.
Right.
And then you can also be this other character, this penguin character, also.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And, yeah, the enemies are really weird. Like, one of the bosses is a showgirl.
Oh,
it's just like the showgirl wearing barely anything, covering up her private parts. And also another boss is just this woman with a blanket over her, and this woman. It's so weird.
We should play back to back. We should play that game and then the game where those men are fighting in the nude.
Cho and Nikki.
Cho and Nikki, yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird one, yeah.
So we'll just do both extremes.
Yeah, totally, yeah. I mean, it's pretty funny, this game, Parodius. There's a lot of little details and stuff, and the whole time you're trying to dodge bullets and stuff, but you also kind of wanted to look at the little jokes and stuff happening. Anyway, so I've been playing those two games, and I think that's it, yeah.
I've been playing a lot of Beyond 16-bit.
Oh, you have?
Beyond 16-bit.
What have you been playing?
Alice in Wonderland. It's my wife's game.
Oh, right.
But I just got her Super Mario World. Wait, which one was the one for the Super Nintendo? I forget.
World.
Super Mario World, but for the Game Boy Color.
Because
she's got an old Game Boy Color.
Okay.
But I'm going to give her that for Christmas, so.
Okay.
Don't anybody tell her.
Oh, so she doesn't know?
No.
Oh, okay.
And she stopped listening to the podcast, I think, 59 episodes ago.
Okay, yeah. all right, well, let's mention the sponsor.
Destiny Games, our favorite sponsor. Tried and true, through thick and thin, they have stood right by us. And I'm proud to say Destiny Games is my friend and friend to the show. Located at 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548, or visit them at destiny-games.com.
That's great. That was a great. That was your best one yet. Okay. I think, as far as plugging Destiny Games.
I was on the fly, off the top of my head. Really, and you know what? Came from right in there.
Yeah, that was
I'm pointing to my heart. Yeah. Legacy.
He's pointing to his crotch right now. Right there. No, I'm just kidding. He's pointing to his heart. All right, so every 10 episodes, Rob and I do a free play episode. There's no topic. We just play whatever we want.
Yes.
In addition to that, on this episode, we will be doing another exciting edition of VGM Karaoke.
Uh-oh, get out the earplugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead. What were you going
to say? Nothing. I'll talk about it when we get to it, which will be near the end of the episode.
Sure.
I'll tell you my whole thing on this one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to start off with some Genesis, because the Genesis tracks were seriously lacking on the last episode.
Square didn't make any
I know they didn't.
Genesis
it's,
games.
That's a shame. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a crime, even. Mm-hmm. And I was going through a bit of a withdrawal during the show. I don't know if you noticed. I was sweating a little bit. I was itching the skin. I was feeling very uncomfortable. So now I feel good. Starting off the show with a Genesis track. It's from a game that,
like, instead of jonesing, you were genzing. Does that make sense? I was trying to think. The whole time you started saying that you were going to withdraw, I was trying to think, okay, well, there's got to be some kind of pun to make here.
Jensing. I like that.
Jensing.
I'm going to start off with Master of Monsters, which is a game we've heard
from
before.
Yeah. It's good. And
the composers for this game are Hayato Matsuo, Koichi Sugiyama, advisor,
yeah,
and Hitoshi Sakimoto,
yes,
the arranger,
yeah, and you know Hitoshi Sakimoto, if you remember, recall his name from the last episode, but he composed music to that game Treasure Hunter G, you know, my favorite tracks from that game are by him. I mean, there's seven composers on it, but his are my favorite, yeah.
This is a game from 1991, and the track I am going to play for you all to get things started off, Standing in the White Fortress. Ladies and gentlemen, Master of Monsters.
Yeah, this is a good soundtrack.
It's beautiful. This is such a beautiful piece. It's moving.
Yeah, man. The music to this soundtrack, it's pretty... It's rich.
Rich, I like that.
It's deep.
Yeah.
I feel.
I don't know if you heard that. If you recognize that at the very end of that song was our old friend.
Our old friend. Da, da, da.
If you're ever going to master your monster,
yeah,
this is the song.
Okay, right, yeah. I'm going to play a Super Nintendo track.
Okay.
You know, because last episode, I was really itching to hear some Super Nintendo.
yeah.
just kidding. And... I'm going to play something from Sonic Blast Man 2.
Sonic Blast Man 2.
Yes. It's a Taito game. The music is composed by Kei Watanabe and Naoto Yagashita.
Okay.
And the track we're going to hear is called Plane.
Plane.
And I really neglected to play this on the elevator episode.
Oh.
This is a good elevator jam, and I feel like I should have played it then, but it doesn't matter. I'm playing it now. It's a good track. It's very elevator-y sounding, and here it is from Sonic Blast Man 2. I love this part of the song right here. It's my favorite part.
This right here?
Yeah. Just sounds cool. Something about it sounds really cool. This is music from Sonic Blast Man 2.
Yeah, this part right here is my favorite.
Oh, you like this part, yeah.
The whole time I was dancing and I was smiling.
Yeah.
Because this is like a sitcom right here. We should do something. Make a video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, we're opening the door and then we smile or hands on the hips.
Uh-huh.
Like, shame on you.
Right. Yeah, right. I think of elevator music is it sounds kind of TV show like, you know, sitcom like, you know.
This is you and me sliding down the banister from our bedrooms,
sure,
down the living
yeah.
room
from bunk beds. Yeah, we were in the bunk beds. Again, this track is called Plane, and it's music by Kei Watanabe and Naoto Yagishita.
Should we play this game?
No.
I'm reading that it's based off an arcade game.
Yeah.
So part one, had the game had a punching pad.
Uh-huh.
In the arcade.
Okay. Huh. Right. This is workout music.
Totally. Aerobics.
It's my favorite part of the song coming up right here, actually. Love this part right here. something about this just sounds so cool, you know?
I'm going to go Game Boy. Mm-hmm. I'm about to go Game Boy on you.
Yes.
From a composer, I think it's the same one, Alberto Gonzalez. Or is Alberto Gonzalez and Alberto Jose Gonzalez different people?
No, the same person.
It's the same person.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
I liked a track of his that I wanted to play on a previous episode, but I wasn't able to. Asterix.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is from Acts 2. And 3, Helvetia / Spain.
Yeah, okay.
By composer Alberto González. Two and three, Helvetia, Spain, from the game Asterix by composer Alberto González.
And he is from Spain.
From Spain. I think it'd be González, right?
What?
That's, you have to do the list. The
yeah, oh, yeah, 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 right, yeah.
Alberto González.
González.
So this has got, of course, that commie sound.
Yeah, that kind of Commodore 64 sound, yeah.
No, I was talking about the socialist.
Oh, he's socialist now. That has a very, I mean, yeah, he has
Marxist.
A very kind of Russian sort of, yeah.
Right. No. No, yeah, totally Commodore.
Yeah.
I love it. It sounds maybe like a little like dance hall, a little reggae-ish, Caribbean.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure. I hear that for sure.
It's a fun song.
I'm going to play a Super Famicom.
Super Fam.
And this is a Super Famicom only release called Tales of Phantasia, which I think you played a track from on the role-playing game episode, right?
It sounds familiar, yeah.
And this is music by Motoi Sakuraba and Shinji Tamura and Ryota Furuya. And the track we're going to hear is called Lake on Ymir. That's spelled Y-M-I-R. And it's from Tales of Phantasia for the Super Famicom. Thank you. Did you hear that really neat stereo effect with that piano riff in the beginning of the piece right there? This is music from Tales of Phantasia, music by Motoi Sakuraba, Shinji Tamura, and Ryota Furuya. This is called Lake on Emer. And has kind of a smooth jazz sound to it, you know?
Yeah. But with just a dash of new age.
Yeah, especially this part right here. It's kind of like dark new age or something, you know? There's like a dark quality to it. It starts out all kind of bright and sort of,
right,
you know, kind of on the happier side. And then this is kind of dark. And this part is so smooth jazz right here, you know? It's like a piano solo. And there's a flute solo coming up right here. And then this is that dark new age situation. I like those background, you know, kind of cascading voices. This one right there, yeah.
Up next is a track from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, as I think our friend Jacob would disagree, is the way he pronounce it.
He was almost going to come today, actually, just to hang out, yeah.
Oh, get out.
Well, he had some time to kill, and he was going to come along, yeah.
Well, he should have come.
Yeah.
Would have been fun to have him.
Yeah, yeah, he was just going to hang out. So it's
the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And this was actually suggested, the soundtrack was suggested to me by a listener, a dedicated listener, Max Sanchez.
Okay, yeah.
And I listened, mistakenly listened to the Fighting Edition soundtrack many, many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a chance to listen to the full soundtrack, and I picked out a track. And 'cause he was right. He said it would be right up my alley.
Yeah.
And you know what? Rob F. Lane right here. F. Switch Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to be playing a track from this soundtrack, and the composers are Iku Mizutani and Kinuyo Yamashita.
I think there's one more too, isn't there?
Oh, is there?
I think so.
Well, the track I'm going to be playing is Cave from the game Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for the Super Nintendo. There is Cave from the game Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for the Super Nintendo. And you found that other composer?
Yeah, his name is, or her name is Hiroyuki Iwatsuki.
There it is.
Do you notice how the beginning of this, well, it seems like this track is sort of inspired by the Power Rangers theme song?
Right.
You know, because the beginning kind of sort of sounds like "Go totally. Go Power Rangers." Just that first, the first line. You know, here, well, I think it's right here. It's like the Rangers. You know, kind of. You know,
go, just switch some notes around.
Yeah, it's kind of something sort of similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Still good.
right. Well, up next, we're going to hear from Crusader of Senti. This is a new title to the show. But I guess Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was too, actually.
Right.
This is a Genesis game.
Oh, yeah.
And
you've been genzing too.
Yes, yeah. And this is a role-playing game.
Okay.
An action role-playing game for the Genesis. And the music is composed by Motokazu Shinoda. And the track we're going to hear is called Water Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Crusader of Senti for the Sega Genesis. Music from Crusader of Senti. This is called Water Lily, and it's from composer Motokazu Shinoda. I love this part of the song right here.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. This part's so good.
Yeah. But
I just like how it's kind of has this bending sound to the voices. With the background kind of arpeggios, you know?
I love the arpeggios.
Yeah.
I think someone made a comment about me and arpeggios in Street Fighter 2.
Oh, right.
The last post.
You hear the Street Fighter 2 influence? This is like a jazz fusion section or something. But yeah, no, this is, I like this one a lot. Just want to hear that other part one more time. Here it comes. Then it like seems like they took it up a notch on this part of it too. This part right here. It's like a guitar solo or something like that.
A little Road Rash-esque.
Yeah.
With a solo.
A little bit. Yeah. It did. Actually, I thought that too, actually. I did think that too.
But yeah. those arpeggios.
Yeah.
Rapeggio F-Switch. I love this.
Rapeggio.
I'm going to play a Nintendo track from the old school NES. See if you can guess.
The Nintendo track?
That I'm about to play. Oh, wait, no. Well, you looked at my list.
I did. I'm trying to remember.
Sunsoft, Ocean Software. 1988.
Let me think. I
Jonathan Dunn.
As the composer?
Yes.
On a Sunsoft title, huh?
Correct.
I have a feeling then in that case that Sunsoft probably just published it.
Sunsoft / Ocean Software.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Ocean Software probably, they developed it.
Mm-hmm.
Sunsoft published it.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out what it would be. Oh, Platoon.
Oh.
Right?
How convenient.
Yeah. No, I mean, I did look at your list.
Right.
But that's the only reason I knew. But I did, you know. Yes.
Well, this is a track that I had wanted to play for some time. And I completely missed the boat on the military episode.
Right. Totally.
But.
Totally.
Totally.
Totally missed the boat on that.
I missed the battleship on that one.
You missed the battleship.
Yeah. So I'm going to play it now.
You missed the U-boat.
I missed the oh, wait, no, I was going to say the U something, but you said U-boat. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Right. The ending to Platoon.
Yes.
That's what I'm playing.
Yes.
And like I said, it's composer Jonathan Dunn for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Here we go. The ending to Platoon by composer Jonathan Dunn, and that is a game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. It's a little melancholy piece. Sounds a little 80s, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Kind of like, yeah, 50s influence 80s situation, you know? I'm going to play a track from a game called Insector X.
Okay.
If you will recall, it made the top 10 list for me.
One of
the tracks.
Yeah. The tracks, it's just reminded you of, what was it, a little nostalgia? It was a little nostalgia.
Yeah, there's, yeah, definitely.
That
yeah.
sense of nostalgia. Yes. I remember that track.
This track, not so nostalgic.
Okay.
But I really like this track. It's very unusual. And it actually kind of reminds me of like an early 90s alternative rock.
Yes.
Song or something. The music, I don't have a composer for this, but it was developed by a company called Hot B.
Hot B.
And the track we're going to hear is called Silent Service from Insector X for the Sega Genesis. This is music from Insector X, and the name of this track, it's not Silent Service, it's Silent Mad Service.
Silent Mad Service.
Silent Mad Service.
Okay.
And it's round 3 in the sewers.
In the sewers.
So this has got a sewer sound to it. Right? But no, actually, do you see what I mean? That it sounds kind of like an early 90s alternative rock kind of song, sort of, in a way?
Oh, yeah, that part right. Oh, yeah.
What's well, just the whole thing, you know?
No, there's a band, a song. This reminds me of a song. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, like Alice in Chains or something like that, right?
Could be.
Something like that, you know? Yeah, it's an unusual piece, I think, because it's so, I don't know, it's kind of minimal in a way, and just got a weird sound to it.
Maybe it reminds me of a Bush song.
Uh-huh.
Bush and Gavin Rosdell.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a fun game to play.
Yeah, well, like I said before, on the Genesis version, they made it all serious. Where right. It used to be a cutesy kind of game for the arcade.
Sure, sure.
And for the Nintendo versions kind of maintains the cute aspect.
And I'm going to play a track from a Game Boy game we've heard from before, Great Greed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we played some gameplay music the last time, but I really like this soundtrack. It's a game for the Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the composer is unknown. Mm-hmm. This is a Namco title. So here's a track from Great Greed.
Tales of Phantasia, that was also Namco.
Also Namco.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. That was a track from Great Greed by composer unknown from Namco. That was my best classical DJ voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to go back into that?
Sure.
Well, the song loops, and then when it does, it's got that arpeggio in this part.
Right. I actually don't even think. I mean, it just repeats. It's not really loop. It just
when it repeats.
It repeats this second. Yeah, it goes back to this top part. Yeah.
Right, and then it has that big finale.
Yeah.
It's a very classical sounding piece.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be wearing powdered wigs.
Yeah, some fake moles.
And drinking from chalices.
We should be wearing what are those things called to make our breasts look bigger? You know,
corsets.
Corsets. Yeah, yeah. We should be wearing those.
Yes.
And make our breasts look bigger.
And our hair should be really tied back. It was like what the woman used to do.
Yeah. Well, they would wear wigs over it, I guess. Right.
Right. Yeah. There would be that
big and, wigs.
We should have scepters. Lord Switch. and Abbot's Buck. Bow before the Abbot.
I'm going to play a classic track.
Classic.
Yeah, you know, a little bit on the video game music 101 end of things, you know.
Okay.
Just very classic.
Super Mario Brothers coming up.
It's in that vein, kind of.
Okay.
But it's from Zelda, A Link to the Past,
yes,
for the Super Nintendo. It's not the main theme, of course, but that would be too classic, you know, that would be too, you know, easy or whatever. But this is a pretty well-known track. It's Majestic Castle.
Okay.
And, you know, after the song was composed for this game, they reused it in future Zeldas.
Right.
So it's pretty familiar because of that. The composer on this is, of course, Koji Kondo.
Kondo.
And it's music from Zelda 3, A Link to the Past, for the Super Nintendo, one of my favorite games of all time. I like how it goes. There's that pitch bending thing that I like. Yeah.
Come on, what does it sound like?
Really?
What do you got?
Oh, you think it sounds like Lawrence of Arabia?
Yeah.
Kind of? This is music, of course, from Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. Music by Koji Kondo, Majestic Castle. This is a classic track, you know, just...
A Lawrence of Arabia to the past.
Right. I thought you were going to say, well, Lawrence of Arabia is a classic.
this does not sound like Lawrence of Arabia right here.
Uh-huh.
But good track. I like
it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. This part right here is good.
To play a song from a game we heard from last week.
I'm going to play a track from a game we heard from last week as well. On my next track.
Romancing Sagat.
Mm-hmm. Romancing Sagat from Street Fighter 2. What about a game called Romancing Sagat?
That's it. That's a movie.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
It's like a romantic comedy starring Sagat. Right. From
a rom-com.
Yeah. It's a Capcom, actually.
A Capcom rom-com.
Yeah, a Capcom rom-com, yeah.
I've got Sailing Into the Ocean, which is probably what you would want to do if you want to romance Sagat.
Mm-hmm.
and get a little affection.
Heal those scars, you know, right. That big scar on his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He'll give you a little tiger loving.
Yeah, the only healing he needs is the healing from love.
Right.
Yeah, tiger healing, you say? Tiger love.
Tiger.
I hope this track is kind of romantic sounding. Then we'll do some Sagat.
Okay.
There's some Sagat stuff.
The composer to this game soundtrack is Kenji Ito. And this is, of course, a Super Nintendo track. Here is Sailing the Ocean from Romancing Saga.
And Super Famicom.
Oh, excuse me. Super Famicom.
Rom-com. Super Fama Rom-com.
Super Fama Rom-com.
Super Fama Cap Rom-com.
Cap-com.
A lot of coms.
Capcom ROM.
Yeah.
Kenji Ito, Sailing the Ocean from the game Romancing Saga.
Romancing Sagat, a Street Fighter II love story.
Do you think this would work in winning the affections?
Oh, yeah.
Of a Thai boxer who has been brutally scarred in the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, totally. Tiger love. Tiger kiss.
Tiger, tiger. Oh, I said tiger caress.
That's what I said. That's what I was.
No, because I know you said it, and then gonna say tiger hug.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But tiger caress sounds so much better.
Oh, I got one. Tiger touch.
Tiger touch.
Yeah. Oh. Matt, yeah. I really like the idea. Now this is the video. Actually, you know, you're talking about doing the video of that other song. You know,
yeah.
This is a video of Romancing Sagat. You know?
Right.
And that's, to me, that would be really funny is, you know, Sagat is, you know, being all romantic and stuff and being like that too. Like, tiger touch your face.
Tiger touch your
face. I don't know. Tiger lips. You are my tiger everything.
tiger nuzzle.
Yeah. You are my tiger heart. You are my tiger, you know, whatever. You are my tiger everything.
I give you my tiger soul.
But who would be good for him?
For Sagat?
Yeah.
In the Street Fighter realm, nobody.
I don't think it would be somebody from the Street Fighter
realm. Nobody could handle what he has to bring to the table.
Well, since Street Fighter 2 is about, you know, there's a lot of different nationalities in it and stuff.
Sure.
Do you think there's a particular nationality that would just suit him?
Hmm.
Well, I mean, he's such a tortured soul, you know?
He is.
It's hard to find a good match for him because he's so complicated.
It'd have to be someone equally, I think, as tortured that comes from a complex background as himself.
Uh-huh.
I don't know RPG games, but there's a lot of strong female characters in RPGs.
There's a lot of strong female characters in side-scrollers, too. Samus, you know.
Well, not a lot. Not in the ones that I play, you know.
So you ever play Metroid? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I didn't play that till very, very late.
Mm-hmm. Or who else is strong? I don't even necessarily know if strong is the.
Well, it's got to be.
Well, you know, he. Okay, for one thing.
Hold on. What do you think? Princess from Super Mario Brothers?
No.
Give me
a
break.
No.
She's not strong, and she's using Mario. We already talked about that.
Right. No, but because, you know, he has this patch on his eye. He's kind of like a Phantom of the Opera type of guy. You know what I mean?
Oh,
He doesn't want people to see his face or his... Well, I guess he does, or he wouldn't have his shirt off when he's fighting. But,
yeah.
You know, he's got the patch on his eye and stuff. And I don't know who'd be right for him exactly.
Right.
But I guess that's what the movie's about, or whatever the story's about. That's what the you know, Romancing Saga is about.
You know who I think would, he would date, but they probably wouldn't make it, is Blaze from Streets of Rage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So somebody kind of, yeah, actually, I could see that. I could see that because she kind of has that punk.
Sure.
That punk sort of sensibility.
But you know what her problem is?
Street sensibility. She can't commit.
Well, she can't commit because she's from the law. She's a cop.
Oh, is she?
She would narc him out.
Oh, is she a cop? Okay.
Yeah, they're all cops.
No, but I think that's what draws them closer.
Opposites, you know what I mean? Attract.
No, because like, yeah, she's like the law. He's kind of a bad boy, tortured bad boy.
Yeah.
You know? And but she also kind of has that punk sensibility, right? Am I wrong? Or she does, she kind of...
No, she wears a... She,
I guess she's wearing undercover. I guess she's undercover though, right? Or something?
No.
Oh, no.
There's nothing undercover about running through the city, destroying everybody in broad daylight.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. No, but she's not punk, but she's got an edgy... She's got an edge, I think.
Totally.
Yeah?
She wears leather. Right. Leather miniskirt. She destroys people.
Okay, so yeah, she could go for Saga. And then... Yeah. And I think that's the dilemma, is that... You know, she's a cop, and she can't really be falling for this guy, you know, but she sees why he's tortured, and you know,
right,
it's like, and then, it's like ever since that sail, you know, they went sailing that one day, that just she can't get, you know, she can't, she doesn't know what to do, you know.
And you have her partner as the jealous third interest,
and yeah, and then you have you know, you have M. Bison is jealous of her because he wants Socket for himself.
Oh, okay, I like that.
I don't know. Or who would be the Street Fighter character that would be jealous?
That's a good one. I don't know.
Vega.
Vega, I can see being
Vega,
jealous.
Vega.
Very jealous.
Yeah.
I can see either Sagat or Blaze dying at the end of this rom-com. Well, it can't. It's a rom-com.
No, it's a rom-com.
Yeah, right. Almost dying.
Yeah,
there'll be a big altercation, and it'll climax with a big fight between Vega and Axel. No, Blaze.
Oh, Blaze.
Blaze is the female. Yeah,
I know, but she's gonna fight Vega.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that there was to be the two jealous people that fight. No.
We could do that.
I don't know. We could. There's lots of possibilities.
The script is being written right
Yeah,
now.
It is. Yeah. Romancing Sagat.
I like it.
A Universal Pictures Capcom rom-com. Okay. I'm going to play something from Treasure Hunter G.
Great.
I mentioned before that I really like this track a lot. I mean, the soundtrack a lot, particularly the tracks composed by Hitoshi Sakimoto. And so we're going to hear a Sakimoto track. This is called Hamarira Hahihi, and this is of course a Super Famicom release only.
Yes.
Treasure Hunter G. Music from Treasure Hunter G, music composed by Hitoshi Sakimoto, and this is called Hamarira Hahihi. So good. This part right here is so good right here. It's such a good piece. You know, yeah. This is definitely like my favorite discovery I've made. I mean, the soundtrack is my favorite discovery I've made in the new year.
Oh, really?
In our new year, you know?
Really?
Yeah, just there's some of the track. I mean, okay, I know this is early to say this, but because we had our year-end review.
Sure.
But the track I played on the last episode,
yeah,
you know, it was from this game. I see that being in the top 10.
Oh, really?
At the end of the year.
In 2012.
The 2012 end of the year, yeah.
Well, when the world is coming to a close and the big asteroid is on a collision course with Earth, I'll expect to hear that song.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that time of the month. it's not that time of the month. It's that time of the episode.
Whatever do you mean?
It's time for another exciting edition of VGM Karaoke. And if you for some reason or just haven't listened to our show before,
yeah,
what we do is we take a track. It usually has to be a track within the topic that we pick, but this is free play, so it can be any track piece in this case. And we sing along with it, and the goal is to sing as closely to the melody as possible.
Right.
Now, it could be with pre-written lyrics or lyrics we make up on the spot, or you could just even hum along with it, gibberish.
Yeah, yeah. Although we've always...
Yeah, we don't really do it, yeah. You're going to be going first, and I have stuff to say. I have a lot of, I have to preface a lot. I have an introduction to my thing, which I'll get into, but
sure.
Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. Whether you like it or not, we do apologize though. If you don't like it.
For those of you that have never heard our show before, and this is the first one, we'd like to thank you for listening. Yeah. It's been a pleasure having you.
Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of other podcasts to check out, you know? So yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start things off with a Bromancing Saga track.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I wanted to play this track during the last episode. Okay, but when I saw it and I knew what I wanted to do with it, I thought I would make it a little bit for just when we were doing the episode, but then we both said it should be VGM Karaoke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, yeah.
So I have some lyrics. They're not original lyrics, but they're, well, my original lyrics, but they are lyrics, and the song I'm going to choose is called Theme of Aisha.
Right.
And when I saw that, because it's spelled A-I-S-H-A,
yeah,
I just, without even thinking Japanese, I just thought it was pronounced Aisha.
Uh-huh.
And I remembered the song, Aisha from the group ABC.
Another bad creation.
So I got those lyrics.
Okay, interesting, Rob. This is it's a new tactic.
Yes.
For a new VGM karaoke.
So the credit for these lyrics completely goes to ABC.
Okay. Okay.
But I think this is a fusion.
I think this is very interesting, Rob. I think this is I think you're really kind of taking this in a new direction. I'm looking forward to.
So there's actually some lyrics in here that I think were very fitting for this, for what we're doing.
All right. Well,
it's uncanny.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start things off with song. Wait, no, it's the theme of Aisha.
Okay.
Aisha, Aisha, so glad to meet ya. See you in the schoolyard strolling with your teacher. The little skirt you play was really fly. She turned around and she winked her eye. So I stepped to her like I knew her. The biv is cool, but Ronell is cooler. The bell rang cause I started to talk, yet the class is not there no more. Aisha, Aisha, you're the girl I never had, and I want to get to know you better. Aisha, you know I want you so bad. And there's nothing anyone can do to keep me away from you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I just added that. Hold on. And this is the part where we start talking.
Oh, okay.
Yo, Dallas. Man, these five young boys out of Atlanta are a real adventure. They kind of like remind me of me and my boy's New Edition. You know what I'm saying? So all you people out there riding in your cars, listening to the radio station, or cooling back in the living room, watching this here video. Ayo, peep the second verse. We play Nintendo. This was her very first date. I didn't want to make it seem too fly. We ate cereal, she couldn't stay out late. Her mother told her to be home at 9. Aisha, Aisha, you're the girl that I never had.
Well, all right.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, it definitely probably could have been more on the melody, I think, you know?
Oh, really? You're going to critique me?
Well, I mean, look, you set the bar really high on the last one you did, the Wonder Momo one. So I'm going to talk about that more, actually. Your last one, I was pretty impressed with.
Well, listen, number one, the lyrics have a certain feel for them.
Yes.
You know, and it's in all likelihood, I'm probably not capturing it. And maybe it's not supposed to be paired with the song. I thought it would work.
Yeah, I think it might sound cooler.
Yeah.
If it was those lyrics, but more on the melody more.
Well, you know? Look,
but it might the rhyme scheme might not work as much, yeah. But I think I like the concept. I like the concept.
you don't have to tiptoe around.
Well, no, it was. I really like the concept. Definitely, I like the concept.
All right, well, fine, bring it on.
No, oh, look, bring it on. I'm going to tell you, look, your Wonder Momo thing was the best VGM karaoke that we've had in the whole thing we've had. So.
Right. And again, a note to the listener.
Let me see the, where's the lyrics? Let me see the lyrics.
You want to try? Come on.
Let me see. It's like, I'm thinking more like if you use on the melody more.
Look at that.
Okay, let me take a look. All right, here, I'm going to start it. Ready? There you go. Aisha. So it's hard though. I would have to practice it. Is the thing. Wait, let me see. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. See you in the schoolyard strolling with teacher.
Oh, you're doing a fantastic job.
No, I don't know the song. Hey, you had a week to prepare for this.
And guess how much I prepared. Just right now.
Yeah, right.
Off
I know.
The top of my
I
head.
Knew. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
That was off the top.
Hey,
of my head.
Well, okay. For off the top of your head, that's okay.
Yeah, last BGM karaoke. I wrote those. I prepared it, and I wanted to make sure I came in on the four. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you if we were off mic before the song started. I asked Brent for an E. He wouldn't give me an E.
I couldn't give you an E.
Mm,
I'm all out of E's.
Mm, there's another E. Mm, I go two octaves. I go in two octaves. All right. Enough of this.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well,
which you've been preparing all week.
Well, here's the thing on my thing. Look. Okay. So let me just explain.
Okay.
Your last VGM karaoke was I liked it so much, and it inspired me to really step up my game.
Okay.
On the VGM karaoke tip, right?
All
right. So I put like a lot of effort into this one, actually, because in the past I just make up random word lyrics. It doesn't, they don't make any sense at all, the lyrics that I sing.
Right.
And then after you had lyrics like Mega Drive into My Heart and
right.
stuff like that, and Real 3DO,
yeah.
I just was like, wow, I think I want to step it up and
okay.
write some lyrics that, you know, that make more sense, you know? And so that's what I did with this one. So I actually did, I put more effort into this than than any other VGM karaoke I've done.
Well, you know, and maybe you have to realize that I'm just a VGM one hit wonder.
Well, no, I think you're going to make a comeback on the next one.
You know, you listen, when an artist puts out a hit, sometimes what they do is they put out covers.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what happened. So I apologize for that.
No.
I thought, you know, maybe that was just, I got a little ambitious. And I thought, I'm such a great artist, I could just take any lyrics and stick them over this song.
Look, I love the concept. I love the concept.
Stop telling me you love the concept.
I think if you like plan it out where each like syllable matched to the song,
yeah.
you know, it would, that would be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a hit.
Okay,
it's doable. It just takes preparation, though. It takes preparation. You can't. It's hard to do it off the cuff.
Well,
off the cuff. You know,
that's what I was. That was what I was attempting.
Well, hey, it was definitely. It was an attempt.
It was definitely an attempt. You're right. We can agree on that.
Well, all right. So here's my thing on this. Okay. So not only did I, you know, write lyrics that made sense on this one, but okay. I also, because it's Christmas coming, this is basically the closest thing we're going to have to a Christmas episode.
Right.
I made the lyrics about Christmas.
Okay.
Okay, but I took it a step further.
Step further.
Well, all right, first of all, the track I'm going to sing over is from Secret of Mana.
Right.
And I played it on the last episode. It's called Tell a Strange Tale.
Okay.
Okay. It's music by Hiroki Kikuta.
Sure.
And so it's not only is it about Christmas, but it's also very specifically about Secret of Mana. It's like a Secret of Mana Christmas.
Okay.
It's a Secret of Mana Christmas story.
Okay.
Okay. So you actually have to really know this game and the details of this game to really get the full effect.
Okay.
Okay. But I'll sing it, and then you might not understand some of the things in it because it's from the game, but okay. then I'll explain it to you.
Fine.
But I probably put way too much time into this than I should have, you know?
Okay.
But okay, so it's called Secret of Santa. Okay.
All right.
And it's a secret of Mana Christmas story.
Secret of Santa. Well, bring it on.
Okay. Close your eyes and down you lay. Santa's coming on his flying sleigh. Oh, but wait, he's nowhere near. He just got 7 flat reindeer. Drat, what luck, how will I show? Then an elf appears, says Montango. But this elf, he looks top groom, a blue-orange mustache mushroom. I'm no elf, I'm King Truffle, and I'm here to be kind. Take this drum, wave it high, and then great help you will find. And he does. Then a great white beast named Flammy swoops Santa away. And that way, all the kids will be pleased the next day. Close your eyes and down you lay. Santa's coming now the flammy way. Close your eyes, he's almost here. Do 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 da.
Oh, that's good. That's good. See, that is good.
Well, it I put shows. Some time into
no,
it.
No, cool. Now I've been shamed. I've been humbled.
Well, first of all, you probably didn't understand some of it because it's really specific to the game, you know. But I'll explain it to you if you're interested.
Sure.
Well, first of all, what were you able to understand?
The 7 flat reindeer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Instead of like seven flat, or instead of flat tires. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, that's not related to Secret Mana, but yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, basically, look.
This did you say a flambé?
Flammy.
What's a flammy?
Okay, so basically, in Secret of Mana, there's this beast that you get.
Yeah.
You summon this beast with a drum that this Mushroom King guy gives you. Okay, and the beast, you've seen Neverending Story, right?
Yes.
So you know that Falcor, you know that luck dragon?
Right.
It's kind of similar to that. It's this
pedophile?
Big, yeah, it's a pedophile. It's this this big white sort of flying beast that you fly on. He picks you up and you fly on him and through the sky and stuff. And that's how you travel around in the game.
Okay.
Is through this beast called Flammy. So basically, the gist of this story is that Santa's sleigh breaks down, right? And so he uses Flammy, the beast from Secret of Mana, to instead of the sleigh, to deliver presents. You know.
Okay.
So basically, and it's basically like the Mushroom King guy. His name is King Truffle. He's the one who gives the drum that you know you summon the beast with. He gives that to Santa to do that. But in the game Secret of Mana, you get that drum from this Mushroom King guy. You know, King Truffle. You know. So very, and then also that's how they greet each other. They say Mantengo. That's how they greet each other. Or Montongo, you know. That's how they greet each other.
Sure.
So anyway, very specific stuff from Secret of Mana.
Funny.
But anyway, Christmas. That's it.
You know what I like? I like that last part. That do 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 do
do do.
Actually, you know what I feel we should do, because that I was actually thinking this is hold on, let's see if that effect will work here. Here, do.
Oh yeah.
Hold up.
You mean like get a reverb on it or something?
Yeah, I thought that would be...
Uh-huh. So I'll tell you this. Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
Try that.
Okay. You. Well, that's a lot of... Okay. More?
Like, what? Sing your lyric, how it would go.
Which one? Do-do-do-do-do?
The lyric leading up to that.
Well, okay, I will. Okay, it's coming. Here it comes. Here it comes. Watch. But not, I'll tell you when. I'll point to you when, okay? Here it goes. Like, close your eyes and down you lay. Santa's coming now the flammy way. Close your eyes. He's almost here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-da.
That sounds cool.
That made it scary, actually.
No,
made
it like didn't. No, it didn't. I think it sounded great.
Oh, and you know what? So here's the thing. I even went as far... This is where I went overboard with this song, okay?
Right.
I even made a video for it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, a kind of story, picture books type of video.
Right.
With the lyrics. And the it's got the lyrics and it's got... I actually did a lot of Photoshop stuff and used images from the game and put it together in a little like video
nice.
And stuff. I'll post it on the legacymusicart.com.
Okay.
So
cool.
The listeners can see that if they, I mean, they probably not even listening to this episode anymore, but, but yeah. Oh, by the way, did you notice that it was at first, it was an elf appeared, but it turned out it wasn't actually an elf. It was,
right.
It was like the mushroom guy in disguise, but anyway. Okay. So that's it. That was my VGM karaoke
what
and
was
kind
called?
Of
the truffled mushroom
King Truffle,
King Truffle, the mushroom king.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there such a thing as truffled mushrooms?
I don't know.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. So, Secret of Santa.
Secret of Santa.
Santa, yeah. Romancing Santa. all right. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to people who had to listen to all of that.
It's over now?
Yeah. But, no, yeah. Honestly, I put effort into that
one.
Just
was
because
good.
Just because your last one made me be like, oh, man, I got to write some better lyrics and
well,
stuff.
Well,
you know?
Okay, now we know what's up for next round of VGM karaoke.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can put that much. I seriously spent a lot of time on that.
All
you know?
Right, well,
yeah.
Hey, listen, now we know what we have to do. And for anyone interested in coming out to San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Good man.
What date? What's the date again?
January 21st.
January 21st. VGM karaoke. We will be having a VGM karaoke contest.
Yes, which will be a sort of a side contest to the main game show of Mame That Tune, the
right.
Name That Tune contest. We got three comedians also competing with the audience members.
Yes.
Jeff Reitman.
Yes.
Sal Kalani and
excellent.
Adam McLaughlin.
Okay.
I think his name is McLaughlin. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Funny guys. Yeah. And
but those two guys have a podcast where they do video game stuff too.
You guys better bring it is all we have to say. You know what we're capable of.
Uh-huh.
So don't think you can just come with Boys to Men lyrics over Duck Hunt, because that's not going to work.
Over Duck Hunt.
What is it? Although we've got till the end of the road.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Although we have got till the end of the road. I don't know, that's a hard one. What was it? What's a really famous hit?
I thought that was it. Oh, no.
I'll make love to you.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Wait. Is that them?
Wait.
Yeah, that is
it. It is. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's the end of the episode. And for the full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. Also, a few days after this episode is up, we'll look out for the video. It's actually already up. It is up on YouTube, but I'll make a specific link it on the site so you can look for that if you care about seeing the video. It's pretty silly though, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I think I'd like to see it.
I mean, it's cute.
Sure.
Yeah, it's cute. All right, and then what else? Next week's episode, we're not really sure, actually. It'll be a surprise. We'll start off season six or seven. Six.
No, in the 60s. Now it's season seven.
It is?
Right.
Are you sure?
Because we were in the teens.
You're right. So season seven, we're going to start season seven off with a surprise. And
oh, yeah. I don't even know what he's talking about.
We actually might have a guest for next week, I think, but I'm not sure.
I do know what he's talking about now.
And then, what else? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Enjoy. Drink lots of eggnog. Be merry.
I can't remember. All right, I think that's it. We're going to leave you with... you can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Oh, 281-SONIC-91. We've been getting the text and the voicemails. Thank you very much. We appreciate every single one, and we try to answer everyone.
Yeah.
Because we're avalanche. It's an avalanche of correspondence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just nonstop.
So please, keep them coming our way.
We're going to close with... I thought that since it's episode 60, we use the Blaster Master theme. One of the tracks from Blaster Master is our theme song. I thought we'd close with a Blaster Master track.
Okay.
Which is kind of a variation on the one that we usually use, you know?
Sure.
So this is level 2 from Blaster Master, music by Naoki Kodaka. And this one's kind of... It's like the first one, but it has more of a rock beat to it, I feel like.
Okay.
And that's it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Arpeggio F Switch.
And the name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.